Hello and welcome to episode 26 of It's Funny Now, stories you're glad didn't happen to you. My name is Frank Trainer. I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened. But with the help of time, we can say, it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month. And on this podcast, you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode, we have yours truly, Frank Trainer, with a story that I call Journey to the Stars.
And that's when we realized this is not just the strongest LSD we've ever done. This is actually probably the first time we've ever done LSD in our lives. This is not what we get in Argentina. This is first world LSD.
So for those of you who don't know me, you can listen to another story of mine on episode 6. It's been 20 episodes since I was on the podcast. I am originally from Argentina. I moved to the United States in 2013 with my wife Martina, who is the co-producer of this show. We have three cats who we treat like children and two children who we treat like cats. I started doing comedy 10 years ago, and halfway through it I sort of transitioned to storytelling, and that's what I've been doing the most ever since. I'm a four-time Moth champion, and I have a Grand Slam coming soon in March. And I've been featured on Risk three times, among many other shows that I do all the time. So now, without further ado, here's my story, Journey to the Stars.
So, many years ago, when my wife and I were still living in our hometown of Buenos Aires, Argentina, we found out that the planetarium in the Museum of Natural History in New York has a show called Journey to the Stars, yeah, narrated by Whoopi Goldberg. And I thought to myself, that must be a lot of fun to do on LSD. I mean, look at my... And to be honest with you, people tell me, you say that about everything. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. Like, if I could have my way, I would get LSD legalized with a protest that would go, what do we want? Legal LSD! When do we want it? Time is an illusion. So that's the thing that I wanted to do the most when we went to New York in 2011. Back then, we're living in Argentina. We don't have money for a trip like that. But luckily for us, my mom had just died, and she left us some money. God, I'm so lucky. I'm just so lucky, right? We had just about enough for like a 20-day trip, staying at the cheapest horrible room we found in this horrible apartment in the Upper West Side from a guy named Checkers at like 30 bucks a night. I was like, sure, we'll go there. If you don't kidnap us, please. We're from another country. We're worth nothing here. Now the only thing left in New York City is to actually find some LSD, you know? New York is everything we ever dreamed of. We go to all the museums, we go to Central Park, we go to see jazz in every bar because we are pretentious people, as you can see from my outward robe. We do something all grown-up Latino tourists do, and we buy entire new wardrobes for both of us at H&M and Forever 21. Again. And then we go to see a musical on Broadway, but to be honest with you, I don't remember which one because I don't really care about musicals. I think that going to see a musical is like going vegan or having a child. You just do it to tell people about it, you know, that's about all you need. And then we go to a Chinese restaurant that on the outside looks like a Mexican restaurant. And then we go to a bar that on the inside looks like a pharmacy. Because who would have thought in New York everything and everyone would be pretending to be someone they're not, right? It's so confusing up there. But still, so far, no signs of the LSD. And then one day, our host, Checkers, very casually in conversation, just drops, I'm an acid head. Acid head? That really blows my mind. We get to have a name? I didn't know that. People usually just call me a drug addict, which sounds more on point. This is so much better. Acid head. It's like when you call herpes a cold sore. Sure, that's what it is. That's what it is. So basically, he gives me and my wife both one drop of pure LSD one morning, and we're off to the museum. Our plan is to take the LSD the second we get in the subway, because we calculate that it's going to give us enough time to get to the museum, pay for admission, and make it to the planetarium to the show right before the show starts and the LSD hits. What we don't calculate is that when we get to the museum, of course, there's going to be a line of people waiting to get in. Duh, we're the worst tourists in the world. And that while we're waiting in that line, surrounded by hundreds of people, the LSD is going to start hitting, and that it's going to be the strongest LSD we have ever taken. And I'm slowly starting to freak out. I'm starting to freak out, but I don't want to tell my wife that I'm freaking out, because I don't want her to freak out too. So I just like try to control myself, and I just go like, hey, would you like to go outside to catch some fresh air for like a minute or two? And then my wife looks at me and goes like, yeah, let's go, I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. You are so made for each other. And we go out to catch some fresh air for like a minute or two, which turns out to be 4 hours in Central Park, thinking everyone is a cop and is after us. And that's when we realize this is not just the strongest LSD we've ever done. This is actually probably the first time we've ever done LSD in our lives. This is not what we get in Argentina. This is first world LSD. In Argentina, we get like the Wish version of LSD, which is just like you're a little hyper and having fun and happy, and that's about it. This is like we're starting to see things. Like things are moving, things are coming alive. I think Jesus is right behind me. I don't want to turn around. Everyone is a cop and is after us. But also, this is the first time that we're seeing like the little, like, you know, when you move your hands. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? And you see, like, there's a million hands behind it. But again, we don't want to do it because we're paranoid and thinking that if we do that, the cops, who is everyone around us, are going to know we're high on LSD and they're going to, you know, arrest us or something. So we have to figure out a way to enjoy that. And we go like, hey, did you see that tree? Hey, look at the bird. And then we go to the John Lennon Memorial, and I'm a huge fan, as you can see by my trying to look like him. It's like, I have Ringo Starr's nose, though, but like the rest, I can be John. And like, we have this moment of being like, John Lennon, he died here. He died for our sins. And then finally, after 4 hours, you know, we control ourselves, we get a grip of ourselves, and we go back to the museum. And we get to the museum, and when we get in, we're like, okay, let's go. The show is about to start. Let's go, let's go, let's go. And then this old man and his granddaughter stops me to ask me about the admission to the museum, something. And like, I could be like, fuck off, old man, and just keep going. But like, I'm so high and paranoid that I don't want him to think, no, he avoided me because he's high on drugs. I'm gonna call the cops in Central Park on him and they're gonna catch him. So I try to answer this man's question. But the thing is that at this point of the LSD, faces are not faces anymore. And gestures are not gestures anymore. And I can't tell if the granddaughter, who might as well be another old man, or maybe not even real at all, has some sort of physical condition, or if the sudden weird movements of their body are just the awkward positioning of a teenager who is a bit weird. I don't know. I don't want to stare and make them uncomfortable, but at the same time, I'm trying to answer the old man's question to get him out of my life. The thing is also, at this point of the LSD, English is not coming out of my mouth anymore. And I'm like, and everything that I'm trying to say to this man just sounds like I'm saying, autoerotic asphyxiation. And eventually he's like, you know what, I'm done with you. And he walks away. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And let's go to the planetarium now. And we get to the planetarium and we're going to get in. And because of the old man, we are late and the show has just started. And we have to wait 2 more hours for the next one. And I'm like, did you see what God just did to us, man? So, okay, what do we do for 2 hours in this state? Let's go walk around the museum. It's a pretty cool museum after all, right? So we're like, okay, let's go see a map to see where to go. The thing is that the lines on the map are moving all over the place. All over the place. It's insane. It's like a, what's this guy? But whatever, a painter name. I forgot it right now. It doesn't matter. It's a joke. And even the little stick figure man that marks the you are here is running around the entire map, which gives you this very LSD moment of thinking, of course, we're all one and we're everywhere, right? So then we just decide to walk around in circles in the room. where the entrance to the planetarium is, and we see the same things a million times for 2 hours with the fear and paranoia that people might think that it's crazy that we're looking at the same things over and over again and over again, and maybe they will call the cops in Central Park on us. I don't know, I'm terrified. But then finally, after 2 hours of looking at the same things, it's time to go to the show, and we make it to the planetarium, and we go in, and the wait was totally worth it, because for the next 25 minutes, we float in outer space, and the voice of Whoopi Goldberg narrating it fills inside of me like when Whoopi Goldberg was inside Patrick Swayze in the movie Ghost. Not because in New York City, everything and everyone is pretending to be someone they're not, but because we're all one and we're everywhere, right? I had a chance to go back to New York this year, a couple months ago on tour to do some shows after that. That was like my last trip. And then like 20 years later, 11 years later, I went back. And the good thing about LSD is that I've done so much LSD in my life that I have no memory left anymore. I don't remember anything. I don't even know how I tell my stories anymore. But it's, so it's great because it gives me a chance to experience things for the first time again all the time, which is wonderful. So I was walking around New York and like embracing the beauty of the city and looking at everything and all the lights and the buildings and the people. And I thought to myself, this must be a lot of fun to do on LSD. Thank you.
That's it. That's our episode. If I can tell you one more thing or two about that story is that on the way back to Argentina after that trip, we loved that real, true LSD so much that we brought 4 drops with us back home. And we had to go through customs with them. And that was very difficult, but we made it. And when we made it to the gate to take our plane back home, the flight was canceled because of a volcano eruption in Chile. And we had to stay in New York an entire week waiting for another plane, another flight. And I had to go through customs a second time with the LSD. And we made it twice, which means that I'm pretty good at this. I should have done that as a career, but I don't want to be a stereotypical Latino smuggling drugs. Although it would have been backwards because it would have been from the US to South America instead of the opposite. That would have been pretty original, right? As always, you can watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel at It's Funny Now Storytelling. And you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com. And remember that on Mondays, we have an open mic at The Crow, a storytelling open mic at The Crow called It's a Story Now. It's at 5:30 p.m. with signups at 5:20. So if you're in Los Angeles, come on over. We have 15 lottery spots for anyone to tell a 7-minute true story. And it can be funny or not. It could be whatever you want. On the next episode, we have Ron Hart with his story, Funko.
And it is like eerie quiet. It's 4,000 yard stairs. It was like grade school had gone to Nam and come back, right? And I can just picture them as like old women getting together and being like, do you guys remember that day in Santa Cruz when our childhood ended? Oh yeah!
Thanks for listening, and remember, tragedy plus time, it's funny now. See you next time.